so it's well-stocked with warm friends.
Can you grab one for me?
Sure.
It's knowing the greatest gift you can give is your time.
Enjoy your soup, sir.
And having the time of your life giving it.
Thanks, young man.
Having Coke over for the holidays means celebrating the night before Christmas. And the night before that, and the night before that.
Too soon to open presents?
It's celebrating the new year with old friends.
Happy New Year!
And resolving to make any time of year the best time of year.
This is nice, huh?
Yeah, this is nice.
Nothing warms the heart like friends and family, and nothing keeps them refreshed like ice-cold Coke. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheers. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepsen, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We just wrapped up Friday night's game. We'll go to Saturday night's game. And it looks a lot the same, unfortunately. But the Huskies do score first in this game. And it was Brett Boeing in his first career goal. My apologies to Brett. We were not certain that he got the goal at the time. Here it was with Jimmy Davis taking the shot.
He's in on the pressure. Forced the turnover. Blacklock hustling down there on the wall. Van Allen taking it away. Coming in to help out Gillies. Strong arm move. Shot to the net. Scores! It went in! Jimmy Davis from the point will send in a credit card shot. And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead.
Well, Brett Boeing redirected it in front. It would have been Jimmy Davis' first of his career, I believe. But it was an assist instead for Jimmy Davis. Alex Gillies gets the other assist. Nice goal by Brett Boeing. Nice start there at the 6:31.
Well, it was, and we needed that goal. We needed to get off to a good start, especially the way things unfolded the night before. So I thought it was important that we got a good start. Now, having said that, they had the first couple real grade-A scoring chances on us. We got caught on our heels a little bit, and then we settled down and started to play. I thought that line had a real good game and some good shifts for us, Boeing, Blacklock, and Gillies. They got us off to a good start, which was an important goal. I thought getting the lead was important. Alaska had not won a game after giving up the first goal. So,
and we had not lost one after scoring the first
goal. Yeah, exactly. And then on the flip side, they when they had scored first, they had not lost. So I thought it was real important that we got off to a good start, especially, given the stats, given the night before, everything going on. So big goal, and, like I said, now we need some separation. And that line shortly thereafter had another real good play. Mason Blacklock, Boeing makes a great play on a 2-on-1 to Blacklock. He walks in all alone and, draws it to his backhand and just couldn't get over Mantha. So, we had opportunities to, like I said, again, expand the lead, but I give them credit. They hung around, and Mantha did a good job of just keeping them close all game long.
I thought you brought up Mason's name. I thought he played really well on Saturday night.
Well, he used his strength, his size. He skated. He's still got to make some better reads defensively, but he's come a long way for someone who had to sit out all last year and not play some games, and he's reshaped his body. And he's a big, strong kid. I don't think he realizes how good he can be because he does have good speed. He has a heck of a shot. You didn't notice it in this game. A few times I thought he should have shot the puck. Even on that 2-on-1, he should just go in and shoot it like Heinonen did. And then the other thing with him is he's strong. Like, he's got good size. So you notice him down low a little bit, he can power through guys. So once he gets it, figures it out and puts everything together, I think he can be a real effective and good player.
Michigan Tech outshoots Anchorage 10-8 in that first period, much closer shot-wise in that first period than it was the night before.
Well, yeah, you have to understand what their philosophy is. And their philosophy coming into game is just to make sure they have guys back. They're not going to give us any outnumbered opportunities. They're going to make sure they get the puck out. If they have to go off the glass, dump it out. They're going to get it in and work hard to forecheck and just make sure they have people back. They're just waiting for us to make some mistakes, and they're playing trying to play a perfect, simple defensive game. And I thought they did a good job of that all weekend.
It's 1-0 Michigan Tech after the first period of play. We go to the second.
And Jarrett Brown, the defenseman for Anchorage, scores at the 3:46 mark to tie it up.
Stolen away by Hannah. Hannah will start it up. Boeing, the intended receiver, nicely knocked out of the midair there by Severud. Comes across for Brown. Here's a chance for the Seawolves. Right in on goal. They score! Went off of the goaltender's pad and then right back out and getting the goal, I think, is going to be Brown, the defenseman who stepped up on the play. We're tied at one.
So you didn't like that goal very much?
No, I did not. No, Shane Hanna's trying to make a saucer pass. He's a defenseman, so he's up in the play. We have a quasi 3-on-2, not quite a complete 3-on-2, and he throws a pass, you know, into traffic instead of just trying to get it behind their defenseman. We did this a few times. Their defenseman does knock it out of the air, you know, and now we get trapped because all our forwards are trying to get up the ice and get involved in the offense, and then we change. So they're tired. That's the other point. It's the end of a shift, and that's just managing the game, understanding how long guys have been on the ice, what's going on. And that situation would have been much better, smarter, just to lay it in the zone and try and get it. So now they knock it out of the ice. Now they get an outnumbered rush. We don't get back in time. They have numbers coming up. We did a pretty good job defending it, and you know, Matty Roy gets a stick on it, sort of rolls towards Winchy, and we just don't box out. You know, we turn our back and look for the puck, and they come in and keep it alive, and it squirts loose to a guy right by the side of the net because they did have numbers, and he just puts it in. So just a lot. It's one of those things, again, Dirk, I talked about, just our mental awareness of what, you know, what was going on in the game. I just thought we were just, you know, poor at times. And this was one of those cases where we just, our decision-making was not good at certain points in the game and, you know, led to some of their goals. Our mistakes, you know, if they're making great plays and they're a good team and, you know, your hat's off to them, but it's when you're making the mistakes and turning the puck over and, you know, doing some things that aren't physical things but more mental things and you're capable of doing them all the time, then you get concerned.
Well, let's go to the next goal. Huskies get the go-ahead goal from Tyler Hannanin for the second straight night. This one at the 17:29 mark of the second.
Side of the Seawolves zone now. 37 seconds left of the power play. Huskies control. Trying to regain the lead. 1-1 the score. Patan. Left side. Back up top for Henna. Right side now. Michigan Tech controlling. Patan again with it. Looking. Shoots it. Deflected in front. Score! There it is!
Tyler Hannanin with his 11th goal of the season, second on the weekend. He gets assisted from Alex Patan and Brett Boeing. That was a power play goal for the Huskies. Nice power play there.
Well, it was, and I thought Alex Patan, you know, we need to get him the puck, and you could see all weekend long on the power play. He had the puck a lot, and he's the guy you want the puck in his hands because he's very creative, sees things, you know, he's very shifty and skilled, and obviously they were trying to keep it out of his hands, but he did a real nice job. And Tyler Hannanin is doing a fantastic job in front of the net and nice redirection and big goal. You know, I thought we had a pretty good period in the second period. Again, we just can't find any separation. You know, Jake Jackson had a wide open net back door. You know, you go through some of the chances that we did have that we couldn't convert that keep them hanging around, but that's a big goal late in the period, gives us the lead now. Heading in the locker room, and now here's where you gotta make sure you're playing a little psychology, you know, getting in their heads and saying, hey, you know, we didn't even talk about last night's game. We didn't say, hey, we're in the same, or, you know, anything like that. You're trying to, you know, we need the next one. Here's the things we need to do, A, B, C. You give them a few things and just talk about that. And unfortunately, which I think was a critical turning point maybe in the game, is we take a penalty late in that period, which nullifies a goal for us. And that was a big sequence of events, which going into third period, we had to you know, kill off a penalty.
Well, and let's go back a little bit to C.J. Eich's play, where he came down and made a beautiful move. He did hit the stick of the defender, knocked it out. We were confused on the play. I think a lot of people were on what the call was. We thought it was against the defenseman, but it was slashing the stick. And that, I mean, you go back to that play, if they had that been a goal or been able to put that in, that was huge too.
Yeah, and when you watch the play, I mean, it's a correct call. I mean, you see it a lot, though. You see it a lot where there's a lot of slash or hooking to the hands. It's a little bit different than the National Hockey League. That's an automatic penalty in the National Hockey League. Anytime you put your sticks your stick on a guy's, you know, hands anywhere in that area. But CJ just gave him a little tap, and unfortunately, the guy.